Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, let's get into it, man. Big news of the day. A shocker. There's no other way to describe it. A shocker. Because just about everyone, there were a few people, you know, Sean Payton said all week long, we haven't named a starter. And everybody else was saying, of course, it's going to be Jameis Winston. He played the whole second half, but for seven plays that Taysom Hill played. When Drew Brees got hurt last week, it's going to be Jameis Winston. He's just a better all-around quarterback. He's more accomplished, so on and so forth. And today it comes out that it is not Jameis Winston. It is Taysom Hill. And Rob, I'm going to give you first dibs at that. What are your thoughts?
I think it's iffy. This is Sean Payton rolling the dice. There's something here to lose. And
You mean because they're battling for the division crown and for the first seed in the NFC.
And for the first seed in the NFC. Yeah. It could wind up being huge if you wind up losing
a game. If you get the bye.
Because your quarterback, you know what I mean, isn't up to par. And I just say that Taysom Hill has a lot to still prove for the limited amount of
That's an understatement.
You know, for the limited amount of snaps that this guy's had and production. I mean, this is like a, this isn't like we're out of it.
Hear,
let's put the kid in.
You want to hear about it? Let me give you some numbers to back up what you're saying.
Oh, you got numbers.
This is career. This is not one season. This is not this season. This is not a game, because it could be. When you hear the numbers, you're going to think it might be a game or even a half. Career, Taysom Hill, 11 for 20 passing the football. 11 for 20. He's thrown the ball 20 times, Rob. A total 255 yards, zero touchdowns, one interception. And remember, for all those Taysom Hill fans out there, he's 30.
Right, he's not
he
a 24-year-old kid.
Right out of school.
Exactly.
Yes, 30.
And that's my point, is that he really hasn't had that much success. He hasn't played that much. And to be put in a situation like this where Jameis Winston, for I don't know what the practice is like, Chris. Obviously, we would just be guessing and speculating.
Right, we're not.
But he's a far more accomplished quarterback. And I looked at him more like the same thing where Teddy Bridgewater came in last year. Taysom Hill was on a team last year, Chris, but Teddy Bridgewater played. They went 5-0, got Teddy a new deal, you know, to go to the Panthers or whatever. And I looked at the Jameis Winston thing as well. This guy threw for 5,000 yards last year. I got the 30 interceptions, but he also had 30 touchdowns, right? And he had 5,000 yards. So my only thing is Taysom Hill better light it up. And maybe this is it. Maybe he knows, Sean Payton knows more than we know, and this is his chance for the guy that he's been paying all along and putting him in during certain circumstances for Drew Brees. And you know, he's got the dipsy doodle and stuff that we don't know. And if they keep winning, then Sean Payton is that coach. If they stumble and bumble, and obviously they could still make a change, but if they do and lose a couple games and wind up not getting the first overall seed or winning the division, we'll go back to this, because this is a questionable move.
We'll go back to it if, say, they start Taysom Hill the next two games, he looks bad and they lose. And obviously it would cost them seeding in the NFL playoffs. We'll go back to this if Winston replaces him in game three, because now Breeze is on the injured list. He's going to miss at least three games. So let's say Winston comes in that third game. They lost the first two, and Winston's great and they win. Or Winston's pretty good and they win.
Right.
That's when we would go back to it. But, Rob, what this tells me, and I'm looking forward to this game even more now. I was really looking forward to it with Jameis, because I thought in this offense, with a little more ball control offense as far as the type of passes they throw.
And he has a hell of a running back to neutralize.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a...
It's a good setup for him. But what it tells me is he hasn't looked that good in practice. Because you mentioned it. They got a lot to lose. And Taysom Hill's not making the type of money where you're just like, you know what? We got to bite the bullet and play this dude at some point. He's making $10, $11 million a year. So I know that's a lot for a guy that rarely plays.
You just mentioned
but
the
in
stats.
The grand scheme of things, yeah. In the grand scheme of things, it's not like a ton of money that's breaking the franchise. So if Winston was really looking good in practice, they would have been like, you know what, we're going with Winston. And he would have made them start thinking he's the quarterback of the future more so than Taysom. Now, again, we don't know what either one of them will do, but we'll see it. And you know, this also came out, Rob, that Jameis, this is not a 50-50 deal. This is not, you know, Jameis is going to get his shot too. Taysom's just starting. This is Taysom Hill's show, and Jameis Winston is only, according to Diana Russini of ESPN, Jameis is only going to play if he needs to because of injury. So, like, if Taysom gets hurt and they got to throw him in. So, they're planning on giving the ball to Taysom Hill. Well, and again, none of us know exactly what he's going to look like. We've seen him in little gimmick situation.
We haven't seen enough. There's not enough sample size.
Right, so he might be good. But I don't think he'll be great. This guy had four season-ending injuries at BYU. He was there 5 years. Four season-ending injuries. You look at the way he plays, and it's physical, baby. You talk about him running the football, Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, Mike Vick. They don't run it like this dude. This dude is running it like a fullback.
But here's the other thing,
too. And he won't last, I don't think.
The way the team is set up for Breeze is different. This was always why teams weren't interested in Tim Tebow, like what you have to have around him to make him effective in the style of play. And now, you know, you're going from Drew Brees, who's not mobile, Chris, who doesn't play like that, to a guy who's now upset the apple cart. So I just wonder about that as well and how Sean Payton manipulates that so that it works.
I think part of it is that, and I do think Taysom Hill throws it better than Tim Tebow. Again, we haven't seen a ton of it.
No, I'm not talking about just throwing.
Tebow
I'm just saying
was bad, yeah.
But I'm just saying that the roster you need for him.
That's right. But I think the way, I mean, let's face it, they don't throw the ball downfield with Drew Brees. They little, you know, dinks and dunks, you know, throwing a lot to Kamara, the running back, and you got slants by the receivers and things like that. So I think they feel like Hill should be able to do that. And as I was talking about Winston, they're all about don't make mistakes, take what's easy, let the running backs or the receivers do the work for you, just take what's there. You don't have to make the big play all the time. And Winston has been the guy that's gone for the big play. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And remember this too, Rob, he not only threw 30 interceptions last year, he had 12 fumbles. So they don't like the turnovers there in New Orleans. And I think that's a big part of why Taysom Hill is getting this shot.
I don't think that's fair. He hasn't always been like that. Last year was, to me, an aberration. It was as bad as it gets.
12 fumbles?
No, but I'm just talking about in general, the whole turnover thing. Brett Favre, everybody thinks he's a great quarterback. He's the all-time leading interception thrower in the history of the NFL.
But again,
as well.
That's a whole different era.
I'm just saying, but it happened, though, is all I'm saying. Is like
He always has a lot of fumbles, Winston. He had 10 his second year, 15 his
But he
third
also
year,
had five. He also threw for
year.
5,000 yards, and not too many guys
do
that.
Yeah, but they were
well.
7-9.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes.
cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Interesting quote. I think, you know, last year even, but certainly a few years ago, would have been just obvious. But Jerry Jones, as he always is, was on the radio in Dallas, 105.3 The Fan. And he was asked about Ezekiel Elliott, and he's struggling this year. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And here's what he said.
I know what I see him do relative to the kind of thing he brings to football, his physicalness, his enthusiasm, his ability to just his innate. He's our best football player. He's our best one.
All right. He said Ezekiel Elliott's their best football player. Your thoughts?
I agree. I mean, I think when he's playing right, when the here's a good stat here, Chris. When through his first 25 games, when he rushed for 100 yards, guess the Cowboys' record. The first 25 times he rushed for 100 or more yards.
21-4?
There you go.
No, that's too much.
No, that's right. That's spot on. That's spot on.
So what was it? His first 25 games when he rushed
Where he rushed for 100 yards or more. 21 and 4. And this is what Tony Dungy was talking about when Dak got hurt. Is that he was like, oh, it's a blessing in disguise. And obviously not, he wasn't talking about Dak getting hurt as being a good thing. But the idea that the Cowboys would go back to their strength, which was when they were running the football and then Dak would do what he had to do, Chris, sprinkle in stuff, you know, not turn the ball over, keep the chains moving on a third down and long, you know, and he was doing it and they were doing fine. But once this offense somehow got pass happy and it all became mostly Dak, and I'm not saying that Ezekiel was playing great and they didn't give him the football. Sometimes, Chris, when you're down big early, you have to abandon the run, right? We got that.
Right.
I get it. I'm not foolish. I know what the game plan is, and he becomes null and void. You're down 21-3. You got to throw the football, all right? You can't grind out
quick.
Grind out a drive and eat 8 minutes to get 7 points. It takes too long.
Right.
So I thought the Cowboys were better when it was about Ezekiel Elliott running the football mostly and Dak throwing it secondary, and that's totally flipped around. And since it has, the Cowboys haven't been as good. It's just a fact. They just haven't played as well and haven't won. There's other circumstances, their defense, there's some other question marks. And Ezekiel Elliott's not the same running back he was. But I always thought he was the better player and that when he went, so did the Cowboys. And it just hadn't seemed to be that way the last year and a half or whatever, 2 years going back to last, you know, 2 seasons ago.
Well, you just said it, Rob. When Ezekiel Elliott is right, I agree. Look, the first 3 years they were together, there's no doubt. I mean, and Dak was fine. Dak was good, but there was no doubt that Ezekiel Elliott was the better player. He was the best running back in the league. He led the league in rushing 2 years out of his first 3 years.
Right.
He averaged over 100 yards his first year as a rookie, over 5 yards a carry, almost 100 yards the next 2 years per game. So there's no doubt at that point. But Zeke, I said it last year, Rob. Remember, I didn't think he looked like the same running back, but his stats were still pretty good. He still rushed for over 1,300 yards. He was at about 4.5 yards
but
a carry, which is essentially what he – right. But you know, it was hard. It was just the eye test because numbers-wise, he was still pretty good. But this year, he hasn't been that guy. And you're right. Look, the offensive line has had a lot of injuries. The defense obviously has been bad. But here's the thing. The first two games, they did force feed Zeke. He ran it 22 times each of the first two games. I mean, you're not going to get many more carries than that in an NFL game today as a running back. That's a lot. And he didn't go for 100 yards. He hasn't gone for 100 yards this season in a game. He's averaging 3.7 yards a carry this season, which is not good. We all know that to be pretty good is four yards a carry. Anything below that is not good. And that's where he's at right now. And look, he's young. He's 25 years old. I think he can get it back. It kind of looks, Rob, and I don't know. You know, I'm not there, obviously, at practices every day. But it just, I don't know if he's not in as good a shape. I don't think it's the wear and tear yet because he's still a young kid. I know he's taking a lot of hits, but you know what I mean? Like, he just doesn't have the burst right now.
But you also be careful with just looking at carries. When did they come? What was the circumstances?
Well, they probably came in the first half because in the second half, they had to throw the ball.
I'm just saying.
But running him in the first half wasn't getting them anywhere. He's got one carry of 20 yards or more this year. One.
Nah, I'm not. He just hasn't been good.
There's no doubt this year Dak Prescott had to, you know, when he was healthy, obviously, was their best player.
See, I disagree. I think a lot of they were down in big holes early.
But it's still a gift to be able to bring somebody back.
Well, but I think mean, those stats to me.
Everybody can't do that.
No, I agree. But also those stats to me can be misleading in that defenses play a little different when they have a big lead. They want you to throw the ball in front of them. I've seen it. The only game that they really did win was that Atlanta game, and everybody beat Atlanta. Everybody came back against Atlanta. And Atlanta all had to just secure an onside kick, and Dallas loses that game. So I get it. His stats are eye-popping at the end, 450 yards, 500 yards, but most of those are stat pad for yards. And they just, when the game was in the balance in the first half.
They were giving it to Zeke.
He wasn't that good.
And well, Dak wasn't that good either. Them anywhere.
I think that Dak's numbers are totally inflated, and they didn't win. So they didn't mean as much to me.
Yeah, but they meant more than Zeke's numbers, because at least Dak had numbers.
But when Zeke was – but the difference,
that
Chris,
that was
is,
years ago, though,
no,
right?
No, but I'm trying
I
to tell
agree.
You –
If you want to go back to 2017,
I'm
Zeke
just saying,
was better.
Yes, I get
now?
That. But Dak, to me, ever since they took the chains off and let him throw the football all over the yard, they don't win. But do they win?
It ain't like Zeke don't get carries.
No, but they don't win. That's my issue. Why didn't they win? They went to Dak Prescott.
They're not that good of a team, number one. And I'm not saying Dak is, you know, a top five quarterback in the league. All I'm saying is at this point in time, he's gotten better. And Zeke has gotten worse. Now, that could change. I think if I'm Zeke, this offseason, man, I'm doing some things differently. And I'm getting myself in the greatest shape I can, and I think he still can at 25 years old.
I can't believe he's only 25.
Right.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, you know, but right now, Rob, I don't see how an argument can be made that he's been better. You know, he was better than Dak when Dak was healthy.
He's been better than Dak the entire time he's been in the NFL, if you put
it
all together.
No, I don't know that anybody would argue that.
He's better than Dak.
But I'm talking about now. How's he better now? He hadn't run the – and I know he's better than Tony Pollard, but Tony Pollard's running the ball better than him this year.
He's better than Tony Pollard.
You got to give me some evidence.
I'm just saying Dak's numbers to me are inflated because they're down big, and that takes him out of the game. That takes Ezekiel out of the game, Chris, when you're down 21-3.
He ran the ball over 300 times last year, Rob. It ain't like he's not getting the rock. He's just not delivering.
Yeah, but they're also – that depends on the circumstances and when they are. I understand
if
what you're saying. They're not
big,
like the first 3 years.
Right. That's
but,
all
but,
I'm saying.
But they've been down big, and that takes them out of the game.
But he's still getting carries. As you said, when they're down big in the second half, they're going to be throwing the ball. And so that means most of his carries have come in the first halves. And they're getting down. He's not able to lead their ball control offense. And there's other – again, I said there's injuries on the offensive line. But he's not running with the same power, with the same burst that he did in his first 3 years. And I'll give you that. Where I would disagree with you on Dak, because obviously the number – I mean, come on. He's averaging almost 375 yards a game. So, yeah, that's inflated.
Those are inflated.
But it's
right.
Not totally inflated. Like, yes, those are – that's out of this world. He's not that good. But the numbers aren't totally inflated. And just because you're down doesn't mean you're always going to rally because the opponent goes in prevent defense. There's a lot of quarterbacks that don't rally.
No, we get that because last year in Philadelphia in Week 17, they didn't have a touchdown with Dak in a big game. So you're right. You don't always get to come back and rally and win the game. But I'm just saying, over the last year and a half, when the Cowboys have been bad, I would look and just say, once they took the reins off of Dak, the team changed. It's not the same team. When they were running the football effectively, and Chris, I'm going to say that Ezekiel could play better. I'm not saying it's not any of his fault. Now, that's not what I'm saying. I just think, if the Cowboys are going to get to the Super Bowl or be that team or whatever, it's about Ezekiel Elliott, not about Dak Prescott,
well,
and he's the better player.
If he's still that guy. Like I said, you get no argument from me from the first 3 years. None whatsoever. You could even argue for last year. But this year, you can't be averaging 3.5 yards a carry and be 3.7. The best player on your
Don't
team.
Shortchange
3.8.
the man. Okay.
63 yards a game, which ain't, you know, look, it's easy to get 1,000 yards now. He on pace for 1,000 about. 63 yards a game, but he just hasn't been the same. And again, he's 25. I think he can come back from it, but he's got to rally. He's got to, you know, get back in the lab in the offseason and become the Ezekiel Elliott of old. And you're right. Look, Dak is not Pat Mahomes. He's not Aaron Rodgers. He's not any of those guys. So I hear you on that, you know, but if Zeke doesn't get back to being the old Zeke, and some of it's you need an offensive line. I don't care who you are as a running back. You need an offensive line. They got to be healthy and good.
No, but if Zeke,
you know,
there.
If he can't get back to what he was or close, then he's not going to be able to carry them like he did his first few years.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Maurice Jones-Drew, who was a Pro Bowl running back himself several years ago, he is saying, now he's an NFL Network analyst doing a good job at that, he believes that, you know, when we talk MVP, it's Pat Mahomes, it's Aaron Rodgers, it's Kyler Murray, it's, you know, Tom Brady, Josh Allen, like it's all these quarterbacks. I mean, we'll go deep in the quarterback position. We'll go 5, 6, 7 deep at quarterback and not mention a running back. And he says, look, the guy that should be the front runner for the MVP right now is Alvin Kamara, the great running back for the New Orleans Saints. Think he's on pace, Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong. Think he's on pace for about 2,500 yards from scrimmage.
That is correct.
Which is obviously a tremendous achievement.
Yeah, it ain't like
rushing for 2,000 yards.
Rushing for 2,000 yards. You know what I mean? There's a difference between that, and I'm not knocking it. It's a lot of yards, and it would be a great season. But I hate to break it to you. I just sometimes stats are lost.
Look,
and I know what a big part of
quarterback. It's gonna be a quarterback.
That's the league we're in, Chris.
But
right?
Do you think though? It definitely should just this year be a quarterback. Like you don't think Kamara is, you know, worthy right now with the season that he's having? They're 6-3. He's a huge part of that team. You know, now granted, he's only rushed. He hadn't even rushed for 500 yards. So he's not even on pace for 1,000. And what I was saying, Rob, but he's caught 67 balls. So it'll probably be a career high for him. What I was saying yesterday, and the last running back to win the MVP was Adrian Peterson, 2012, had 2,000 yards rushing, over 2,000. That's really what you have to do nowadays to win MVP as a running back. I mean, I think 2,000 is, I mean, yeah, maybe it could be 1,900, you know, maybe the high 1,800s, but you got to be close to 2,000 yards to really even be seriously considered. And I think your team has to be really good for you to be considered for an MVP nowadays. I don't think that's the way it should be, but that's the way it is.
I think that's where we are because of where the league is. And we mentioned it before. We talked about when the running backs were just as big as some of these quarterbacks. And now the whole notion that running backs are disposable and you get 3, 4, 5, maybe 5 years out of them and you move on. And there's another guy in the backfield and now you got two of them. And everybody's not even getting three carries. In the same possession.
You know one reason it is, too, Rob, and to your point, back in the day, and we talked about it, when the Earl Campbells, the O.J. Simpsons, the Walter Paytons, the Eric Dickersons, who were carrying it 25 times every Sunday. Back then, it was one back, right? You didn't. They weren't alternating with two and three backs. And here's the thing. One of the major reasons the running back position is so interchangeable now, and you can just get a guy that's, you know, anybody can kind of fill in for anybody else, is because they don't carry it that much. Most guys can't carry it 25 times a game and stay upright for the whole season or for years. They can't. A Tony Pollard, we talked about this earlier with Dallas. Now, Tony Pollard looks great in his little spurts. Right, he's getting more yards per carry than Zeke. He's had, you know, has more bursts this season than Zeke, but you couldn't give it to him 22 times a game. He's not that. He get broken in half, and that's why now the running backs are so interchangeable. So there were so few guys that could carry a load like that for a season, but a lot of guys that can carry it 10 times a weekend. You know what I mean? And catch the ball and out of the backfield and things like that. So that's another reason these guys are so interchangeable nowadays.
Yeah, I agree. And it will be, you'd have to have a Herculean type performance, Chris, in order to shake that award away from what it's turned into being, which is the best quarterback in the league award. That's
right.
And if you want to change it and give one to the quarterback and then have an MVP or something, it's like, you know, the dilemma we've seen in baseball sometimes where, Chris, you know, a pitcher has that kind of a unbelievable year and he wins the Cy Young, right? Only pitchers can win, and he wins the MVP. He wins both.
Right.
I mean, but this has turned into definitely a quarterback award. We get where the NFL is, we're passing, and what a passing league this is, and shattering all the records everywhere, all over NFL America. But I think it's been, what'd you say, 8 years, 2012, right?
Yep.
Adrian Peterson. I mean, eight years.
And remember,
a long
back
time.
In the day, Lawrence Taylor won it 1 year.
Right. Oh yeah.
You know,
and was deserving. That's what an impact Lawrence Taylor had. I was in New York, covered Giants games, Chris, sidebar writer during some of that time, and he was as big as anybody in the league, Lawrence Taylor, like a star.
I'm going to tell you one thing that, and I agree with you, I don't think Kamara's going to get it. Like I said, he's not even on pace to run for 1,000 yards. But one thing that could help him is that Drew Brees is out, and now, of course, they're going with Taysom Hill. At some point, maybe it's Jameis Winston, who knows. But if the quarterback, whoever it is for New Orleans, plays poorly, and Kamara is carrying the team to victories and putting up numbers, and he's clearly the reason they're winning, say they go 4 or 5 games without Brees, that could help him, because that would make it evident that he is the reason. He is the one carrying the team. Because Hill or Winston was really struggling at quarterback, but they're still winning. So, I don't really foresee that happening, because obviously he needs one of them to get him the ball to really be effective. But that's the type of thing that maybe could get him seriously in the conversation.
Yeah, that would probably be it. But even when you think about, and it just depends, and God forbid they lose a game or two and then he's totally out of it. You know what I mean? Because then it'd be like, okay, no Drew Brees, no winning, right?
Right.
If he's the MVP, he should be able to help them win games, and that's where I think it's a double-edged sword. I think you're right.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.